This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is, I'm going to call him a lifelong friend because I've been drinking Avery soda as long as I can remember. Rob Metz, the self-proclaimed chief bottle washer, owner of Avery Soda in New Britain, a longtime staple of the state. Rob, thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Yes, my pleasure.
So Avery's, give everyone a quick history lesson of Avery's because there's a lot to go over in the history of that location.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Mr. Avery actually started the business in 1904. What's that, 117, 118 years ago? I can't do the math. But anyhow, we've been around for over 100 years making soda in the Little Red Barn here on Corbin Avenue in New Britain. And it's been a staple in the community for a long, long time.
It has, and it's one of those things. I've yet to run into someone from Connecticut or even, you know, southern parts of New England that doesn't know Avery's. The name goes farther than just the town of New Britain. That's got to be pretty cool.
It is, and actually, we distribute all over the country now, so it's really cool because there's so many folks that are from New Britain and are scattered all over the country now, and they get to find a little piece of home in their little local ice cream store or candy shop, and it's a cool thing.
And that's one thing. I mean, you guys have always been great with the community. You're pretty much always open for people to come in, and that's one thing that's pretty neat. We'll get into, you know, some of the stuff that's changed since COVID, but we'll look at a little happier time right now. I mean, people, you can come in or used to be able to come in and look right to the right of them as they walked in the Red Barn to soda being bottled right there. That's something pretty cool that you guys have always done.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, you know, to be able to, and we have multi-generations, grandparents bringing their grandkids in and everything else, but to be able to go see how something is actually made still. You know, you can stand there and actually watch the process, which is a pretty neat thing to be able to do. There's not many places you can go these days and see that. Everything's kind of a sanitized tour and things like that. So,
and I think it's cool. You guys have always done the tours, birthday parties, open house type events. I know, you know, we'll unfortunately have to get into a little bit of the COVID stuff now, but how has COVID impacted you guys? I know we'll go back to roughly about a year ago. You guys were coming up with a new concoction, which you're always coming up with at Avery's, the coronavirus cocktail. Where
yes.
Have things gone from that?
Well, you know, and we thought, and there was a, who knew a year ago that, you know, a year from now we're still going to be dealing with it and talking about it. You know, we thought, okay, we're going to shut the school down for a few weeks and shut down businesses for a few weeks and everything will be happy and wonderful again. And here we are a year later dealing with it. So, yeah, who would have known? But, our make-your-own-soda tours and our birthday parties are one of the casualties of COVID. We did create our coronavirus cocktail, which was hugely popular. And we got some few folks that were upset about it that didn't understand what we do. But for the most part, it was very well received, and we're still selling and making it.
So are people still able to come in and buy directly from you guys, or how's it working now?
Yep, we had a period of time where we were doing curb service only when things were really shut down. Now we offer curb service as an option, but folks are welcome to come in, wear a mask, and, you know, limit of five people just to kind of, it's a small place here, so it's hard to socially distance in here, so we have to limit the number of people, but it hasn't been too much of a problem.
That's, I mean, and going back to the coronavirus cocktail, that's something you guys have always done, themed beverages.
Yes, and it started with, in 2008 with Barack Obama's first run for president, and we thought it just got a lot of press and a big historic deal. So we said, let's commemorate this election with a soda and did a straw poll, and it's kind of taken on a life of its own since then. Now we've got, you know, we've done things like, you know, when Osama bin Laden got taken out, we did a So Long Osama soda.
Yep.
When we had the whole Deflategate thing with the Patriots, we did a soda for that, and And a lot of the now it's to the point where customers are coming up to us with ideas and saying, "Hey, are you going to do a soda for that?" So it's kind of taken on a life of its own, and people just kind of expect it from us now.
And I mean, you have the staples. You have my favorite is the birch beer, the sarsaparilla, the root beer, the orange, the strawberry, the regular colas. But there's also the other side of the coin, the disgusting flavors, if you will, which, I mean, they are, I don't want to say you're put off by the name and the label, but they're just, there's something different about them. I mean, they're an amazing taste that you don't expect when you grab a bottle of Kitty Piddle that it's going to taste the way it does.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things about most of the names, the flavors, you know, Kitty Piddle, Alien Snot. There's really not too many people that know what that actually tastes like. So we figure nobody's going to call us out on it. If somebody really does know what Kitty Piddle tastes like, I don't think we want
to
deal with them.
Yeah, you should. They need to reevaluate their their beverage intake.
Exactly right.
And, you know, so how does Avery's come up with those? How do you guys come up with those flavors?
Well, that is totally an outgrowth of our Make Your Own Soda program. When we do the Make Your Own Soda and bring the kids upstairs, there's six stock flavors they can choose from to mix and match and invent their own flavors. And you always get one kid in the group that wants to do a little bit of each one, of course. And it comes out this greenish-brown stuff, and we start calling it Swamp Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a little taste test at the end of the program. And we said, "This tastes really good. You should market it." And that's where our Tony Gross sodas were born. Swamp Juice is one of the grossest looking flavors and one of the best tasting ones. It tastes, to me, some people say it tastes like a mouthful of Skittles. To me, it tastes just like Juicy Fruit gum.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good flavor. But so we start off with three flavors. We're up to almost a dozen now, and not sure how far it's going to go, but. As I said before, we ship all over the country. 80% of what we ship out all over the country is the totally gross soda.
it's one, you know, who would have thought 30 years ago that would have been coming out of your mouth?
Oh, exactly, you know. Who would say that, okay, you know, dog drool is one of our most popular flavors.
Mm-hmm. And I remember growing up, I mean, we're going back probably close to 30 years now, where we still camp at this location up in East Hampton, and I was introduced to Avery's because there was a vending machine in the rec hall of Avery Soda, and it was you saw the tops of the bottles, and they slid down a little bit of a horizontal plane, and you opened the glass door, and you pulled your bottle out. And, you know, as kids, we always tried to figure out different ways to cheat the system. But it was, you know, and as kids, the orange soda, the strawberry soda. So you've had a lot of, we'll say, taste sampling going on. What's your favorite, and how has that changed over the years?
That is a moving target. It all I always have my favorites. Birch beer is always right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Birch beer and cream are our two top sellers. But then, you know, I was always a root beer fan. I was always an orange fan. But my tastes move around a bit. I really love our black raspberry.
Mm.
But I've been on a ginger ale kick lately.
Really?
Ginger ales are, you know, we've got a couple different kinds of ginger ales and a ginger beer, but the tastes change, but those are my go-tos all the time.
And one thing that I'd like to commend you guys on is the fact you still use real sugar. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right, and there's, you know, we haven't gone to the dark side, gone to the corn sweetener thing.
Mm-hmm.
Real sugar is definitely a lot more expensive, and it's crazy with this pandemic. You're talking about the effects of the pandemic, the number of the supply chain issues, and the increase in cost for things has been crazy. But yeah, even though sugar keeps going up in price, we're going to stick with it.
That's all. Thank you for that. You know, if people want more information, how they can visit Avery's or how to get some soda, where should we send them to?
Well, you can go to the website, AveriSoda.com, and we're right here on Corbin Avenue, a mile south of Route 72. It's real easy to get to, and we'd love people to stop in and say hi.
Like I suggest, you know, you can get off 72, go grab some Avery's, head up to the park, and just sit and enjoy a nice spring day eventually when those get here.
Hopefully.
Well, sir, I appreciate you joining me this morning again. Rob Metz, the owner and chief bottle washer, self-proclaimed at Avery Soda. Head over there, grab some specialty soda. Just grab your favorite and reminisce about the good old days. Because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.